Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. Today on CICK News, I'm speaking with Cormac Hickish and Wanda Nicol about the Bulkley Valley Whitsett Primary Care Network. A Primary Care Network, or PCN, is a clinical network of local primary care service providers located in a geographical area with patient medical homes as the foundation, or PMHs. Patient medical homes is a teams-based family practice operating at a level where patients get access to a broad variety of services, which ultimately reduces hospital visits and offers a more individual experience for the patient. In a PCN, physicians, other primary care providers, allied healthcare providers, health authority service providers, and community organizations work together to provide all the primary care services a local population requires. Now, here's some information that I'm speaking with Cormac and Wanda about the Smithers Primary Care Clinic, which is part of the Bulkley Valley Whitsett PCN. Since opening its doors in January, the clinic has attached 800 patients to a nurse practitioner, primary care provider, and there have been more than 2,000 visits by those patients, according to Aaron Collins, a spokesperson for Northern Health. Furthermore, in March, the primary care clinic added a service for, quote, unattached patients, which has provided approximately 200 appointments to more than 100 patients who otherwise have no primary care provider, which is what an unattached patient is. The PCC is a part of the larger Bulkley Valley Whitsett Primary Care Network, which continues to grow and evolve. The Bulkley Valley Whitsett Primary Care Network will eventually include a chronic disease management registered nurse, physiotherapists and occupational therapists, as well as kinesiologists, a psychologist, dietitians, Indigenous health navigator, and a clinical pharmacist who will provide a wide range of primary care patient supports. Residents of Smithers who currently do not have a primary care provider should register on the Pacific Northwest Division Fetch BC website. And you can sign up and register at pnwdoctor.ca. And now I'm speaking with Cormac and Wanda, who will describe not only the services provided, but also the availability of these nurse practitioners, the gaps that it's filling in healthcare for the much-needed area of Bulkley Valley, as well as accessibility to the locations themselves.
Hey, so I'm Wanda Nicol. I am the Whitsett Health Director.
And my name is Cormac Hickish. I'm the Health Service Administrator for Northern Health for the Smithers, Houston, Beast Lake areas. And I'm on Wet'suwet'en Traditional Territory today, based in Smithers.
Okay, Cormac, could we start with you could you describe the gap that the Smithers Primary Care Center is filling in healthcare right now?
Yeah, the Smithers Primary Care Clinic in Smithers is the result of a partnership table called the Primary Care Network, and the clinic itself is offering patients to be attached to a primary care provider. So the shortage of available family doctors or nurse practitioners in the local area, it is the gap that has created many of these initiatives that we'll hear about today under the Primary Care Network. So the Smithers Primary Care Clinic already has two nurse practitioners working in that clinic. And I think at the last count, upwards of 800 patients locally have already been attached to one or the other of the two nurse practitioners. So we're very excited to have Deborah Lowe and Connie be part of that team. So there is the gap around what we call unattached patients. So people who live in the Bulkley Valley and don't yet have a long-term relationship with a primary care provider, with a family doctor, or with a nurse practitioner. At our last estimate, I think it was upwards of 4,000 people in the Bulkley Valley area, including Whitsett, didn't have a family doctor or nurse practitioner. And research has certainly shown that a longitudinal relationship with a provider for primary care can make a real difference in one's health and well-being. So we've already made great strides with that primary care clinic. There's more to come. We've also opened, in partnership with the local medical staff, an unattached clinic. So I think it's running 2 days a week, Tuesday and Thursday evenings, and it will open eventually on Saturdays. One of the family doctors in town is spending, I think, a 4-hour time slot. And if someone who doesn't yet have a family doctor or a nurse practitioner, so they're unattached, they can call into the clinic and they'll get an appointment that same day and see a family doctor that evening as an alternative to going to the emergency room and having to wait in fairly long lineups at the moment, or having to call a virtual option like the Northern Health Virgin Clinic so they can actually see a physician in person. So the nurse practitioners are there. The unattached clinic has opened, and then there's additional services that will help that are coming that you'll probably hear about later on.
Wanda, could you tell me about the healthcare center in Whitsett and I guess just some of the services in that care center?
Okay. The Whitsett Health Center is a building that health center that provides health services for our members, and we have a community health nurse, and we have a CHR, community health representative. We have two PCAs. We have an addiction counselor, a recreation coordinator. We have a couple of vacant spots for mental health and men's wellness, but we have some support workers that fill that gap. We have a dental therapist coming in once a month and a dentist once a month. We have homemakers that go into the homes. So we have about 15 staff members in the health center.
Back to Cormac, is this a model that's based on either somewhere else in the country that has worked really well for unattached patients?
The primary care network model is a provincial initiative. So the Ministry of Health, in partnership with the local divisions of family practice, with local Indigenous health leaders, and with the health authorities, creating geographical entities called primary care networks, mm-hmm. and creating some goals related to that to enable what we call attachment, or identifying those people who don't yet have a family doctor or nurse practitioner and finding ways to attach them to that, to a provider. Obviously, you need to be able to identify a patient, you need to be able to connect them to a provider, and you need providers who are on the ground and available. So, you know, those three components are big. So the primary care network steering group that's been working really hard on this for quite some time and received funding to allow us to proceed, the group felt that and feels that a primary care clinic approach with nurse practitioner led attachment was a key principle, along with the ability for the unattached clinic to provide access to people who couldn't yet find a provider. I think it's working well. We only started early this year. January, I think, was when the first nurse practitioner started accepting. And so now we had a second one come on. I think we're about to secure a third nurse practitioner in the fall. So, and as I mentioned, I think whatever the most recent count is, approximately 800 people, our neighbors, our families are connected, are attached. So I think it's working well. And we built a structure around that. It has taken a lot of time and effort, but I do think it's working. And it's adding, and it's complementing and working with the existing medical clinics. So Smithers and Houston and supporting Whitsett are quite blessed with incredible medical staff who have active medical clinics, who have patients already attached to their practices. But even with all the physicians we have locally, it has still been a gap. So this is complementing what we already had. It's building on the services in primary and community care. I think we've made great headway, and there's more to come. So I think that's where it will be exciting over the next, the funding we have is 3 years with targets each year. So there's going to be additional components added on in the coming months and years, which is quite exciting. We're just getting started, really.
Yeah. Additional components being more services too, I guess, or different
types of origins. So, I mean, for Witset specifically, Wanda, you can speak to this further, but there are specific investments that will come into the Witset Health Center for services. And in addition to that, for Witset, there's a nurse practitioner position that we'll be recruiting into. Witset will be recruiting into, I should say, in partnership with the local physicians and Northern Health. So in Witset Health Center specifically, in addition to the staff that Juan has already described, the hope is to have a nurse practitioner working in the community, supporting that community, to also have a dietitian who's either in community or visiting, physiotherapist who's in community or visiting. We actually recently hired a community pharmacist, so a pharmacist focused on primary care patients. So that community pharmacist, her name's Laura. She's happens to be based in Smithers, happens to be based at the primary care clinic, because that's a good spot for her to be. But she's supporting Winston, she's supporting all of Smithers, and she's supporting Houston. So there will be additional investments in Winston, in Smithers, and in Houston as part of what was termed a service plan. So we had to develop and submit a service plan to the Ministry of Health, and we received approval for that. So really exciting and a bit daunting, because there's a lot of operational work. We'll be heavily into recruitment, obviously, but good news for sure.
Yeah. Yes, I was going to say, well, what Cormac was saying, we are looking for a nurse practitioner for Witset, but also the nurse practitioners from the Primary Care Center in Smithers have been coming out every Tuesday bi-weekly. Mm-hmm. And that's been working out great for our community. And it's a blessing. Like, it's amazing, but I can't wait till we have a nurse practitioner here daily, because we have a lot of unattached, including myself and my daughter. Our doctor retired last summer. So we're unattached. So we'd be going into the primary care center and being attached to one of the nurse practitioners.
And have you found, Wanda, that recruitment and the healthcare shortage, or I guess the healthcare worker shortage that our province is currently in, that this is maybe a different approach, or, I mean, with clinic hours versus, you know, something like working in an emergency room, do you think that this is maybe something that's maybe a more positive, or a position that you think someone would be more eager to fill versus working in a hospital?
Yeah, I think so. We have a nurse practitioner that did work out here for a while as a nurse. She is now a nurse practitioner, and she is just amazing, and she loves her job, and our people, they know her. Like, she's just amazing. I think, and that this is a great, I am so glad we have this, because there's so much unattached people in our communities.
And is your clinic in Witset, is it also offering or looking at offering evenings as well? Or is this 9 to 5, Monday to Friday? What are the hours and availability like?
The Witset Health Center is open from 8:30 to 4:30, but if we have to, like sometimes we get eye doctors coming in from New Westminster, and they stay till 7 sometimes. So we will be flexible in that way. I will have one of my workers come and see if they want to do it, or secretary, they will fill in, and just, you know, we'll make it flexible. We'll make it work.
Mm-hmm. For both of these clinics, is a drop-in feature available for unattached patients or someone who needs access to the clinic, let's say almost as a walk-in clinic type thing? Is that how people can also use these healthcare centers?
Yeah, I'll take that one. I'm for Witset Health, I mean, Wanda, I'll leave that with you, but each clinic's a bit different. It really depends on what's happening. So for the Smithers Primary Care Clinic, you have to be attached to a nurse practitioner to see one of the two NPs. So,
okay.
And you do get the first step to become attached is to put your hand up and say, I need somebody. Mm-hmm. And there's now a provincial network called the Health Connect Registry that you log on to. And I certainly would encourage that to, and we've been encouraging that for the public. And then we, part of the funding we received was to create a position called an attachment coordinator. So we actually have somebody here locally, Emma Anderson, who supports, connects with everybody who's connected, who's on that registry, and gets a bit of an understanding of their situation, and then helps connect them to a panel, a patient panel of a nurse practitioner or a family doctor who's looking to add patients to their panel. So, and that's of the 800 people or so that are added, that's how it's been facilitated. So it's actually quite a nice steady process. We have at least one doctor starting in September to take on a new panel, and we're connecting that doctor with the attachment coordinator, and they're already planning out how to create a patient panel that works for future practice. So to me, it's great as new physicians and nurse practitioners settle in, or one retires and another one comes in, then the new attachment coordinator position will help facilitate that in a way that's never really been done before here locally. So all that aside, for the Smithers Primary Care Clinic, that's how you would see the nurse practitioner. The unattached clinic, I think the way it's set up, and we do have paperwork on this we can share, on Tuesday or Thursday mornings, you call, you say, I don't have a family doctor or a practitioner, can I get in to see somebody? And then you'll get booked in that evening on some, I think it's on 20 or 30 minutes time slots between 4 and 8 p.m. And then one of the family doctors in town is scheduled to work that shift and will provide primary care and assessment and symptom management and diagnosis and recommendation and next step. So that's for the Smithers Primary Care Clinic. And then obviously each of the medical clinics in town, like I don't want to underappreciate the five or six medical clinics that are already in existence. And each one of, obviously those clinics all have their own way to invite their patients to see their family doctors. And I know there's at least one clinic, Dr. Dykstra is offering a walk-in clinic a number of days a week. And he's got his own intake approach, which I think it might be phone-based. And that's a walk-in clinic approach where you do get to see a physician and from a walk-in perspective or a pre-book. It's one of the two. I can't remember. So that's kind of Smithers. And then Houston, we do have an urgent care center where people can come in 12 hours a day and see a nurse with additional skills or a nurse practitioner who works there. And there is a primary care clinic in Houston as well, which we're also bolstering with the primary care network initiative.
Right.
And there's two doctors and a nurse practitioner at the Houston clinic who also are attaching patients. So probably more complex of an answer than you wanted, but there's the attachment coordinator plays a really pivotal role.
It's
fascinating to see her settle in really well and to see that really help with all the really important areas. I know the medical staff have explored at length how to support really difficult patient situations who are unattached. So somebody who is diagnosed with cancer and doesn't have a family doctor, how is that supported? And there's considerations there. Or someone who ends up in an emergency room and then gets admitted into the hospital and needs ongoing follow-up care, how is that dealt with? So there has been consideration by the medical staff as it relates to somebody who's pregnant. They don't have a family doctor, so there is avenues for people in immediate need that beyond just the emergency care for people who have active health situations that can't wait. So that's, and the medical staff have really thought through that, and the attachment coordinator does play a role in that as well.
What did you have anything to add to that one?
Yes. We have the primary care center nurse practitioner coming on, like I said, every second Tuesday, so twice a month. Mm-hmm. And if somebody came in, she usually has scheduled appointments, like she already has her list before she comes out, but she will not turn anyone away. That's why I say she's amazing. And like I said, they all know her. But for if we do have like an emergency, then that's when we have to call 911 and, you know, like the ARC community health nurse cannot see them, but sometimes they will. Sometimes the nurse, because they used to one of the nurses used to work in Smithers, Bulkley Valley Hospital, so she knows people already. But sometimes they will see them. Sometimes it's just vaccines and immunizations for babies and clinics and intervention and prevention workshops that our community health nurse does. We do have a spot open for a home care nurse, and the home care nurse would provide those services as well, along with the NP when we get it. So we have an opening for a home care nurse and the NP. And once we get that, we should be going great. Like, it would be amazing. I can't wait.
What's the capacity for these, for the nurse practitioners, both in Whitsett and then in Smithers as well?
Whitsett, I know for the nurse practitioner that comes out biweekly, it's about seven clients, because she comes from 1 to 4.
For sure.
So seven people each biweekly.
Yeah.
Sometimes they change.
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah. So yeah, to Wanda's point, I think the providers, the doctor, nurse practitioner will kind of set their appointment schedule based on who they're seeing and the length of time needed. So mm-hmm. nurse practitioners tend to have longer appointments. They tend to, often they tend to take on panels that maybe have more complex patients and plan time accordingly. So yeah, I don't know what the frequency is of the appointments, but okay. You know, they're busy days for sure. Observing them work when I go there, they're busy. The other way we measure capacity is, you know, how big is the patient panel? How many patients are they covering for longitudinal care? And I think the long-term goal will be, I think, up to 800 per full-time equivalent. But so there is numbers that we look at in the background. I think right now we're sitting at 800, and we've actually taken, as a clinic, so the two there, and we're kind of taking a pause to, because we've, the two MPs have added a whole bunch of new patients, and you know, typically when you have a new patient provider relationship, it takes more time. You get to know each other to understand the health situation and to connect the dots on health. So the targets that are in the background are set over a number of years. So that will take time to work through. And the other, is it fair to say that, well, there's a personal reason why we're not accepting the other. I can tell you what we're offering.
Well, I was going to say, does that mean you're at capacity?
We've taken a pause. So you know, I think for the next weeks, possibly the next few months, we will not be taking on new patients. They're the third position that we're hiring into, which I think we'll be doing an announcement shortly.
Yeah.
Once that person's on the ground, and then we'll be looking at accepting patients again. You know, I think the funding, Ellie, you'll have to remind me, I think the funding is for 3.8 or 4 FTE for nurse practitioners.
Four for Smithers,
including, and plus the one in Whitsett. So,
yep.
And we're really only at
1.6. And then Houston.
And then Houston as well. So I think in the primary care clinic, we will end up with 4 or 5 or 6 nurse practitioners working. Gotcha. Some working full-time, some may choose to only take on a half-time arrangement and work elsewhere for the remainder of their profession. So, but I do think in the future, as this proceeds, we'll have 4 or 5 or 6 nurse practitioners attaching patients. Sorry, that was such a long-winded answer. I had to think it through.
Okay, so for both Wanda and Cormac, firstly, I appreciate your time on this. Thank you so much for making time to speak with me about this. But was there anything that I didn't ask about that, for the people who are listening, understand, you know, what do you want them to know about these clinics? How do you want them to interact with them? And I guess just what's a message that you'd like them to hear about these clinics?
Wanda?
Okay. Well, Whitsett is 33 kilometers from Smithers and 36, 35 kilometers from Wrench Memorial Hospital in Hazleton. And we have a population of about 750 to 800 people. And our mission statement is serving our community with pride, providing services and programs to enhance the development of our nation. Thank you.
And it's a beautiful site, the Woodside Health Center. If you haven't seen it, Pamela, And with the additional investments that will come, once the positions are filled, it's really going to be a robust site to provide primary community care in that community. Mm-hmm. And then I would encourage the public, if you don't yet have a family physician or nurse practitioner, or your family physician retired, which has affected a large portion of us in the Valley, please make sure you're registered with the Health Connect registry. And maybe Ellie, you can look up the exact coordinates for that. So that's a really important start. And we do have an on the ground in the Bulkley Valley, an attachment coordinator that will reach out to you and help connect you to a nurse practitioner or family doctor. That process is active and underway. And that if you have an imminent or longstanding healthcare need, you know, you would want to include that in that registration approach. Yeah. And I would just encourage people not to wait to seek out healthcare. The primary care clinic, the unattached clinic, is there for people that don't have a family doctor yet or nurse practitioner. There's the Northern Health virtual clinic that's available, I think 7 days a week, 10 or 12 hours a day. It's available on the Northern Health website. Emergency room, absolutely for emergencies, just recognizing if it's not a high acuity emergency, then you will likely have to wait. We do have pretty long wait times at the moment. But there are options for people who might be considering whether to engage with the health system or not. There are options for you. And there's improvements happening as we speak.
Thank you, everyone, for your time today.
Thanks, Pamela.
Thank you so much.
Good to hear you, Wanda. Thanks, Ellie.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.